The comeback is underway for Cleveland. Are you ready to count that? Are you ready to make that prediction?
I'm ready to entertain the possibility. I tell you what, it is a shame that they just collapsed in Game 3, or you can say KD and the Warriors took it from them. Because this thing could easily be 2-2, and then we've got high drama. But for now, it's like, no way. 3-1 was one thing, but not 3-0, right? You can't fall apart after 3-0 after adding KD to the mix.
You know, it seemed like too many things had to break right for them to in order to win Game 4. And it was one of those where I kept looking at the score and I kept thinking, yeah, they put up a lot of points. Golden State has not played well. They didn't get much of anything from Curry or Klay Thompson, and they still scored 116 points. And it's just a case to where you're not going to be able to keep that team down, especially where Cleveland this entire postseason has basically said, we're not going to play any defense. They were giving up 100-plus point games to everybody, you know, throughout this playoff run here against the Pistons. You know, when the Pistons are going back and forth with Cleveland, or Pacers, Pistons, why did I say Pistons?
One of those P words.
Yeah, that was close. But it's just to the point to where it was cool to see that. You don't want to see a sweep ever. I don't really care much about the history.
I was going to say, that would have been a historic sweep. But you know what? I didn't want to see LeBron get swept because I don't want to hear idiots talk about, he'd been swept twice in the finals. Yeah. And act like he's not one of the all-time greats. And by the way, can we please, someone's an absolute either blowhard or buffoon if they say LeBron and Clutch Gene in the same sentence within a year of him putting together the best three-game final stretch in NBA history to pull off the first 3-1 finals comeback ever.
It's just the nature of the business to where people feel like they have to come up with something to talk about, and then it just devolves into the where we're talking about LeBron's career against MJ's career, even though LeBron has, what, 5 more years at least?
Yeah, it's like, can we let LeBron get through his prime before we start discussing his legacy?
Like, are we really kidding ourselves that LeBron is not going to be making a few more finals appearances here coming up, and that they're, and just the defeatist attitude that people have regarding this team, Golden State, to where they're saying, well, it's not even fun to watch because Golden State's going to be winning the title every year here for the next 5 years. Yet that almost never happens. I mean, what history, what evidence is there that they're going to be able to maintain that? And there's so many different variables of guys leaving, guys getting hurt, just for people to sour so hard on. I understand that it wasn't a great year of basketball.
But it was a great regular season. It was an uneventful playoffs. And the regular season was great with Russ doing what Russ did. You know, Golden State being a juggernaut. Harden having the year that he had. I mean, this was a great regular season. It's just the playoffs were so disappointing. And that in part was because of injuries. Like the Warriors, maybe they wouldn't have swept through it because, hey, the Spurs were up 23 when Kawhi went down.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Zaza taking that nut jab last night doesn't help his case. It was an accidental little two-step to get under Kawhi's foot.
I think LaMarcus Aldridge, I know he's a local guy, though. I know that LaMarcus Aldridge is not taking enough heat for what he tried to pull on Durant either. That could have completely changed the entire playoff, too, if LaMarcus Aldridge, where he tried to do the step under on Durant at least one time. You know, imagine if Durant had gone down in that series
horn-on-horn crime right there, too.
A little different eras there, though, whenever they were both there. But I think people can still argue, though, that, yeah, there were some great individual moments in the regular season, but you can say, well, we knew the inevitable matchup that was going to happen was going to be Cleveland Golden State. And I guess my response to that is, well, if you like basketball, what did you really want? Did you want Houston getting to the finals or Boston getting to the finals?
Was there crying in the 80s when you knew it was going to be Lakers-Celtics?
You want the best playing the best.
Yeah, you always. Who didn't want to see LeBron take on this juggernaut? You're getting it. And hey, give Cleveland credit because after that, the way that Game 3 ended, when you've got the lead and the Warriors scored the last 11 points and Steph Curry's squatting on the floor and that whole thing, that could have been completely demoralizing. And, you know, they could have come out and just kind of, well, let's get this over with. They came out and said, hell no, you ain't popping champagne in our locker room again. And throwing haymakers from the get-go. I do think the Warriors kind of felt like, you know, they were trying to figure out, hey, what, you know, not a whole lot of club options in Cleveland. Where are we going to celebrate this thing? How long is the flight from Cleveland to Vegas? You know, that sort of deal.
You know, whenever I saw D-Wade on the sideline, by the way, D-Wade was throwing down a terrible look at the finals last night. I don't even know how to describe his
like a 1992 one-hit wonder MTV situation.
Looks a little like Cisco. He kind of had a weird hair color going. He had the shirt kind of flailed open. It was kind of a...
Actually, my man Tony Jones, who covers the Jazz for the Salt Lake City Tribune, said, can anyone tell... I just tweeted this now. Can anyone tell me why D-Wade was at the game looking like G-Money from New Jack City?
Okay, I can see that. Yeah, I get that reference. Whenever I saw him there, I was just thinking, well, he was there to take LeBron out after they lost. Like, that was probably the plan. Said, we're not going to stress about this. We're going to go hit the town as soon as this game is over.
He was ready with the banana boat.
The banana boat was down in the parking lot. They were ready to go.
By the way, how fun was it when LeBron and KD were face-to-face talking trash?
That was a good moment, but I felt like there really wasn't that much animosity. I mean, they were definitely in their face, but it's almost like we don't have enough hate among teams. It's like we had a discussion on another show.
There's hate between Cavs and not necessarily between LeBron and KD. And, you know, hey, they did a rap together. But there's hate between the Cavs and the Warriors. Dude, the Cavs...
I need to see it more.
At their Halloween party this year... had Warriors 3-1 lead jokes all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, Steph squatted on the floor when KD hit the go-ahead shot in the last minute of the game three. Steph is the guy who, again, last year during the one regular season trip to Cleveland, talking about what's it like to be back here, the locker room still smells like champagne. I mean,
I need guys flying off the bench.
You need more nut shots from Zaza?
Only if it leads to them actually, nothing really ended up happening from that. I mean,
hey, Dante Jones got teed up from the bench for talking trash.
I don't want to hear Dante Jones's name for the rest.
So
Dante Jones came in the game, what, in one of those other series in garbage time and got a tee.
So Dante Jones, they signed him, I think, for the last game of the regular season. He made $9,127 of salary this year. He's already been fined $9,000. He'll get his playoff share, so he'll end up turning a nice profit, but still pretty funny.
Maybe LeBron could pay for that, pay for some of those fines too for him. But the series is moving back to the West Coast Monday night. We're going to have the coverage here on 103.3 FM ESPN. So maybe Cleveland, I mean, really, they were one meltdown away from this series being 2-2, and we're talking about this completely differently.
Oh, yeah.
So the people that are just talking about how this is, you know, a bad series and that Golden State is an all-time team, let's tap the brakes a little bit and let's just let this thing play out. It's probably going to end in five,
I tell
you
what,
never know.
No team with a 3-1 lead in the finals has ever had more pressure on them than the Warriors do right now.
Yeah.
Okay, because last night was kind of carefree. We're up 3-0, 15-0 playoff run. Now it's like, well, we blew a 3-1 lead last year. Can you imagine coming back and being up 3-0? But wait, hold on. If we don't win this one and close it out, then it's 3-2. Then we're going back to Cleveland. If the Cavs defend home court where... they have pretty much kicked the Warriors' butts with the exception of, you know, the collapse in the last few minutes of Game 3. Then it's a Game 7, and who knows what. And plus, look at LeBron and Kyrie in elimination games against the Warriors.
Yeah.
Those two guys have completely dominated those situations. They're 4-0 in those in the last 2 years. And man, where'd you go, Steph Curry?
Well, Steph Curry, disappearing act in this one.
He squatted on the floor again, that's for sure.
In a little bit of a different way. And then you've got the wild card of Draymond Green, to where is he going to do something stupid again, to where he gets thrown out of a game, they let another one slip. You only have to give LeBron a little sliver of hope for him, you know, the greatest of all time, arguably 1A, 1B, to get his team back in it.